To what extent do we understand what the differences in function of VEGF-1, 2, and 3?
VEGF receptor 1 has been the least well understood. As I said, originally it was felt perhaps to be a decoy receptor, but it seems to be more and more downstream signaling. It may have to do with signaling through nitric oxide synthase, perhaps with vasoconstriction. So it probably has a different spectrum of activity. The VEGF receptor 2 is the classic pathway, and what that has is usually basically stimulation of angiogenesis and also probably has to do with vascular permeability. VEGF receptor 3 appears to be more important with lymphangiogenesis.
How do you go from stimulation, for example, to angiogenesis? What happens?
Actually, there are a number of different ways that the VEGF pathway is stimulated. So first you talk about upstream, really through hypoxia, the VHL pathway, different growth factors all feed in to the VEGF pathway. Downstream has to do with actually activation of transcription, and there's a whole other sort of spectrum of different downstream effects of stimulating. So like all pathways, what happens is that there are a number of inputs. And then what it does is it turns on the cellular, basically transcription machinery, to cause the synthesis of a number of different downstream, you know, once again, other pathways that lead to growth, that lead to keeping endothelial cells alive, that may actually stimulate tumor cells. There are a number of different things that it can do. There's an incredible amount of crosstalk between the pathways. For example, one of the main ways that EGFR inhibitors may work is by inhibiting angiogenesis. You know, the pathway through mTOR also is downstream, for example, of RAS. And so I think that all these pathways sort of crosstalk and talk to each other. If you're going to isolate out the VEGF pathway, back to what we were talking about before, is that you have these various stimuli, including these other pathways, including hypoxia. And then what happens is that you have secretion of ligands. And that's where bevacizumab works, is by blocking perhaps the most important ligand. Then downstream of that, you have at least three different receptors, and that's where the small molecule inhibitors putatively work. They also probably do other things as well. Remember, they're not perfectly clean VEGF receptor inhibitors.